Hey, you found another one. Here's another show that's part of the Geek Speak Podcast Network.
This episode of the Deep Cave Podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deepcavepodcast. More than 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
And welcome to an all-new Geek Cave quickie, so to speak. I'm Darren.
I'm Greg.
And Greg, thanks for taking some time and joining me. Greg is our auxiliary comic nerd, so to speak, because Justin didn't have time to join us for this. It's kind of a last-minute thing. We are taping this Tuesday night, October 28th, and earlier today, Marvel decided, you know what? We haven't responded to DC announcing like 10 movies, so let's just go ahead and blow everyone out of the water.
That's one way to put it.
We'll go through the list, and we've got the full list at DTPodcast.com. We posted that yesterday, but we'll go through the list and just kind of give you our thoughts. For one, first one, and you know, I gotta tip my hat to Marvel, because initially they announced Captain America 3 would be called the Serpent Society.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that is a really obscure villain group, so nicely done. And then they come back, no, we're just kidding. It's Civil War.
Civil War was the series that got me into comics.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the thing about Civil War. Earlier, we posted a story about how they've already confirmed that the Avengers, the cinematic Avengers, will be a much different team, not just in kind of like thought, but as far as actual members after Age of Ultron, which is this summer. This coming summer. So now we're looking at Civil War, and we know that Chris Evans is getting close to the end of his contract. And, you know, if anybody is listening that does not know what happened in the comic version of Civil War, go ahead and just skip ahead about 30 seconds in this conversation. Captain America dies.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. Now, kind of tied to that, all day we kept hearing stuff from, you know, Dan Slott, one of the writers for Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah.
Spider-Verse.
The Spider-Verse event. And he was saying, well, it turned out what he meant was that no character is safe in the whole Spider-Verse crossover. But right. At the time, we'd been hearing rumors before about, oh, this is it. Marvel has reached a deal with Sony, and Civil War, that was a big Spider-Man story as well, and it's going to be great. No. Sorry. No Spider-Man.
No.
But Black Panther.
Yes.
Yeah. And Chadwick Boseman will be playing Black Panther, who, by the way, gets his own movie November 3rd, 2017. How about that?
That's... Yeah, it's about time. I mean, like, I'm not the biggest, you know, Black Panther fan, but... Wait, he's been part of the whole, you know, AVX and the new Avengers stuff, which is, he's been really, really badass in there. So.
And it is worth noting for some of our less comic schooled listeners that we are speaking about the superhero, not the militant group.
No.
So. It's such an unfortunate name.
It is. But he looks so cool, though. You know?
Yeah. We've got a picture of the suit at DTPodcast.com, and it looks badass.
It's almost like a Batman type thing, but, you know, with claws and shit.
Can we turn that into a hashtag for promoting this episode? Claws and shit. But yeah, I mean, well, that's basically Black Panther is kind of like if Batman was an African king,
right?
And had access to like the world's rarest mineral. Then that's pretty much what you would get. You'd get Black Panther. So that's pretty sweet. Doctor Strange, still no confirmation. I mean, everyone's been saying, "Oh, this is it. We know it. Benedict Cumberbatch has been cast. That's it. Game over." Well, no casting confirmation, but a date: November 4th, 2016.
I do hope it's him. I love Cumberbatch, and he would be perfect for the role, I think.
I've heard both positives and negatives. Some fans are like, no, and others are like, yeah. And I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like him a lot. So.
I think that it kind of fits in with the type of roles he's chosen to play. You know, Smaug, Sherlock Holmes, Stephen Strange. He's gravitating toward people with S names. So
then Star Trek II.
Well, yeah, he was Khan, so that's the combo breaker there. But but you know, he's a versatile actor. I think he'd do a great job. But
he definitely commands screen presence.
He does.
So he really owns any scene he's in. So.
I really hope that they get the guy who plays Watson in Sherlock to be Doctor Strange's assistant. Even though in the comics his assistant is clearly an Asian man, I just want to see it for just all the little nods that they would do.
You mean Bilbo?
Yes, Martin Freeman is who I'm talking about.
I love Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman's great.
Arthur Dent.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. This one we kind of knew was coming, but we didn't know it was coming this quickly.
Yeah, it was announced like before the movie, the first one hit theaters. Actually, like,
yes.
Yep, we're making another one. We're that confident, and then it blew box offices away. So, yep,
yeah,
it's coming.
May 5th, 2017, followed 2 months later by Thor 3, otherwise known as Thor Ragnarok.
All these ominous titles, you know, Civil War, Ragnarok. I mean,
yeah, and you know, it's almost like, well, there's one good thing and one bad thing about this. The good thing is they're adopting comic book storylines. The bad news is that comic book movies are about to get as complex for people to keep track of as comic books themselves are.
Right.
Because, oh, well, you're going to go see Captain America Civil War. Well, you need to make sure you saw Cap 1 and Avengers and Winter Soldier first, you know?
Right.
And you'll probably need to see Avengers Age of Ultron, because that will, from what I've heard about Age of Ultron's story, that'll lead into the schism that is ultimately Civil War.
Sure.
So.
But, oh, no, you have to go and watch good movies. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean. Oh no, I have to give more of my money to Marvel. It's not like I don't already have it. As we mentioned, Black Panther, November 3rd. Now, he's going to be a big part of Civil War, and I guess that'll be the movie that sets him up for his individual movie. It's interesting. They went with Black Panther. I mean, I know a lot of people have been asking for it, but you know, DC not that long ago announced that Cyborg was going to be getting his own movie, and there's been rumors that the new Green Lantern in the movie franchise will be John Stewart.
Okay.
So that might be kind of like a response to that. We'll just have to wait and see. I know that Captain Marvel is probably a response to Wonder Woman. Because we've been asking for, you know, female-led superhero movies. DC fires the first shot. And we still don't get a Black Widow movie, but I'm okay with it because Carol Danvers is freaking awesome.
One of my all-time favorite Marvel heroes, hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't already, go read Kelly Sue DeConnick's run on Captain Marvel. It is incredible.
Yeah. Now, also known as Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
For those of you who've been playing at home. Interesting note that the Captain Marvel movie happens after the first part of Avengers 3.
Mm-hmm.
But before the second. I don't know if it'll tie into those or not.
I'm guessing that they'll introduce her in the first one, you know?
I hope that it is like one big interconnected story. Because Avengers Infinity War Part 1 is May 4th, 2018. And then May 2019 is Infinity War Part 2. And yes, they have confirmed it's going to be about the Infinity Gauntlet.
Thanos
got his hands on it.
Yeah. Let's backtrack. Before we get into Infinity, let's backtrack for a second to Captain Marvel. Ever since they started doing the Marvel movies, this is what I've been telling people. I want this movie to meet. I want Captain Marvel. We need a Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah.
I'm real glad they didn't go with a Ms. Marvel, because unlike many captains, she actually is a captain. I mean, she actually is an Air Force captain.
Yeah, take that, Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, Captain America, who I believe is only a lieutenant.
his rank is honorary.
But
Captain,
you know,
Cold.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm glad they went with the captain from the Ms. Marvel, because the whole captain feels more empowering for her, and that's where a lot of her really awesome runs came in.
Well,
that's where the Carol Corps happened.
Well, that plus the fact that there is a Ms. Marvel like separately.
True, Kamala Khan. So.
Yes, and her adventures are really fun to read. You should pick them up.
Agreed.
Inhumans is coming November 2nd.
That surprised me.
That surprised a lot of people. Now, S.H.I.E.L.D. has been kind of making some... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC has been kind of making some hints that, okay, we might be going in this direction. This pretty much nails that. I wonder if it'll tie in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because there have been a lot of those little nods.
Aren't they, like, seeing, like, Skye is an Inhuman or something like that?
They're implying that Skye is either a Kree or maybe half Kree or maybe she's an Inhuman. But you know, of course they're playing things close to the chest, but that one surprised a lot of people. But I think the two that really kind of caused everyone to freak out was Black Panther and Captain Marvel.
Oh yeah.
Followed by Infinity War, cause we knew that one was coming,
but when it was the question. So. Yeah.
So
I mean, this could be it. I mean, this is what it feels like they've been building towards the whole time, you know? Yeah.
Well, regardless, it is a fantastic time to be alive. If you're a geek.
You know, it really is. I mean, yes, all of it. And like, so really, whether you know you're a DC or a Marvel fan, I mean, they're good comic movies. They're really entertaining, you know. So, sides of the fence.
We're still waiting on DC because they've got this whole slate, but really, all they've got to their name is a Batman trilogy that does not that has no part of what they're building,
right?
And Man of Steel, which if I were to, you know, use one word to describe it, I'd say divisive among the fan base, because sure. Some people like myself really liked it. Other people like Chad, our movie geek, really didn't like it. So it's just going to be a matter of, you know, what happens. But 2015,
yeah,
we did Avengers 2, Ant-Man, Fantastic Four. I'm not even going to dignify that one.
Not going there.
But 2016, oh my gosh. So let's review 2016. We've got Deadpool, Batman versus Superman, Captain America Civil War, X-Men Apocalypse, Doctor Strange, Suicide Squad, and and Sinister Six.
Are they is that the next Spider-Man?
Yes.
Be Sinister Six.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, Sinister Six. All of those in 2016.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, 2015. Gratefully, thankfully, mercifully, only has three superhero movies, but 2016, dear God, I mean, you're just the best part is that Deadpool is a Valentine's weekend movie.
Now, is it Ryan Reynolds doing that, or
they keep saying that he's a strong possibility. They're not going to go out and say it, but let's be honest, it's probably going to be Ryan Reynolds. He wants it. It's going to be part of the X-Men movie universe, so they've already established a character with Ryan Reynolds.
He did it so well.
He did it so well before they screwed the pooch. So. Right. I would say go ahead and cast Ryan Reynolds. In fact, I would just go ahead and have the first minutes of the movie completely skewer the ending of X-Men Origins Wolverine, you know?
Right.
Just because Deadpool is about breaking the fourth wall. So just have it start off immediately with, you know, him maybe watching the end of X-Men Origins Wolverine and saying, what the hell is this? And then moving on with the story. I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. So,
But yeah, I mean, you know, what are you most looking forward to? Obviously, Captain Marvel. Anything else that really kind of catches your eye?
Definitely Guardians 2. I've been a fan of the Guardians for a while, and, you know, I had hopes for the movie, but when it came out, like, okay, I mean, this is a really ambitious project. Don't know how they'll pull it off. I love that movie. I mean, everything about it was just so much fun. It was very different from any other Marvel movie. It was lighthearted and epic at the same time. This cast of nobodies that, you know, characters that really before the movie, no one besides the hardcore, you know, comic fans really latched onto. Now you see Rocket and Groot everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And it's exciting. And I'm really excited to see, hey, what's next? And then, of course, you know, I love Chris Evans's Cap. I really love Chris Evans' Captain
yeah,
America.
I hope that they don't stick strictly to the comics with
right.
him for a number of reasons. One, because in the case of Civil War, you know, you can't do it without Spidey. And if you do it without Spidey, who plays like the analog? Would it be Bruce Banner? Would it be, you know, I mean, Banner on one hand would work. Maybe Black Widow because she could see both sides of the story.
Right.
But it's not as impactful as it would have been if it had been Peter Parker.
Right. And then, of course, Infinity War. I mean, that's, you know, what they've been building up towards since they started with the Avengers. You know, that's going to be the big, big one. You know, yeah. Thanos tying everything together. So,
yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So, well, feel free to tell us what you think. You can tweet to us at Geek Cave Podcast or Facebook.com/Geek Cave. And don't forget, if you listen to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, be sure to give us a rating, give us a review, let us know what you loved, let us know what you didn't so we can fix it. And the Geek Cave Quickie is a part of the Geek Cave Podcast family, brought to you by audibletrial.com/Geek Cave Podcast. Get a free 30-day trial, pick from thousands of audiobooks, and cancel at any time at audibletrial.com/Geek Cave Podcast. For Greg, I'm Darren. Thanks for listening to the Geek Cave Quickie.
Like that one, huh? You'll find even more shows on the GeekSpeakNetwork.com.
Please make a note of it.
The GeekSpeak Podcast Network.